I'd like to welcome everybody that is visiting and those that often come. It's always a great privilege to be able to share this message that is a gospel message. It's good news. When the days that the Bible was read, good tidings was received, when wars were won, when good things were being announced and people would make them glad. And even now today we have this great privilege to share this gospel message of even greater news of that is of God's gift that he's given to us, which is his son. And the news is that he came to this world to give his life as a sacrifice for us. I would like to read in John in chapter 14. John in chapter 14 and verse 6. It's a well-known verse. And it says, John 14 and verse 6, and Jesus said unto him, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Once again, it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Right here in this verse, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, he is the true, he is truth, and he is life. I would like to read in Hebrews in chapter 9. Another well-known verse, Hebrews 9 and verse 27. And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Okay, right here we have, in these verses that we read, some truths that are in the Word of God. And we would like to just share them with you this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God that came from heaven. Many people have heard of Jesus, and many people believe in him. But what do you know of Jesus yourself? Many of us here are already saved, and we could tell you the same things that we know about him. And that's what you're going to hear, just a few things that we know of him and who he is. He's the God that came from heaven to take a body. He came, and God the Father prepared a body for him from a virgin woman and allowed her to be pregnant, or to be bearing the child, which is the Lord Jesus. And Christmas is coming, and we know that everybody is going to have, how we heard, I think it was last week, that you were going to see all these little setups where there's a manger, and there's wise men there, and his mother, and Joseph, and we all see this everywhere. But if you think about it, there's no way in that could have happened, how we heard last week. And it's just something that they use to show who he was. He was a poor boy that was born in poverty, and he was born in a manger, and there was no room for him in the inn, and that's what we know of him, and that's what they show by doing that. But the real thing that there's no way that they could be able to show how he was being able to be conceived by a woman. They cannot set up a way to show that. So, I mean, that's how they show him in that way, and that's good. All this is good, and everybody knows who he is in this time of this season that is coming. But throughout the rest of the year, what is going to be of this little child that's in the manger that they remember of him coming into this world? Mostly everybody goes about their day's life, and it just gets put off again for the next year when it's come around to remembering who he was. But when you know him as the way to God the Father, and you know that it's true what has been said in the Word of God, who he is, that he came to this world to bear our sins, to bear our shame on the cross of Calvary, to make us able to go before God. He's the one that came to do that. And if you receive him and you receive the truth that is in the Word of God of who he is, that he is the way, the only way to heaven. It's not saying that we can go to heaven at any time physically, but we do go to have to the throne of grace when we pray. And that's what I was in these last few days talking to about the kids, of what it is to be able to go before God in prayer. We don't physically leave our bodies and go. We know that. We go before God because we're saved and because he allows us to do this. And this is a great privilege that we have when we do pray, we can go before God, and this is how we do it, because we are saved and the Lord has given us this way to go before his Father. But I read another verse in Hebrews that it says, is appointed unto man once to die. And this is the main thing of what it is of him being the way. It's appointed unto man once to die, and that is to leave the physical body and go into eternity. And when that happens, there's two destinies in heaven. When you enter heaven, there's going to be two places where you're going to end up, and that's either going to be with the Father in heaven and his Son, the Lord Jesus, forever, for all eternity, with no more, or there's going to be no days continuing. It's just going to be one day, and it's going to be for always. It's never going to end. Or you could leave your body and go to a place that is called hell. And that place is, the Bible says that there's weeping and wailing, and there's gnashing of teeth. And that place sounds, just by hearing those little bit of description of what hell would be like, it sounds terrifying. For me, when I was young, I would sit, and there would be times when they would talk about hell, and they would just saying those little bit of descriptions, it would scare me, because that's something, when you're in pain, that's what you hear, or that's what it's known that you hear. So that's what it's appointed us. Everybody just wants to die. We're not going to die twice in our physical bodies, but it's only going to take only once for us to die. And it's appointed for everybody. And when that time comes, where will you be? Okay, the Lord Jesus Christ, like I was saying, he was born from a virgin, and he came to this world, and he's remembered by this time coming up. This next month is going to be all you're going to see is they remember him. But if you know who he is and you know where he came from and the main reason why he came to this world for was, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to remember him for this next month coming up. You're going to remember him every single day. You're going to remember him when you wake up, when you go to sleep. That's when I remember. I'm not going to tell you I do it every single time I wake up. I remember him, because that doesn't happen. Sometimes you wake up and you look at the time and you're late or whatever it may be. You're not going to remember, but you will remember him. Let me tell you, you will remember who he is. And it's going to fill your heart with joy knowing that you're not going to be in that place called hell, because not because you deserve not to go there, because you know that somebody came to this world way back in time and he came just to save you. He came to pay for your sins on the cross. You know, it's sometimes hard to explain to kids what it is to be saved, but we try and they learn it. But when you're of already understanding more things, and they tell you that somebody came to this world to die for you, and so that you won't have to be in that place when you die, that's called hell, that has to move something in you and saying, what is it? What are you talking about? I would think somebody would catch your attention. I want to know more. And then when you know more, and then you receive him to be your savior, then, like I said, you remember him every single day when you have your special time that you could pray and read your Bible. Sometimes you have 5 minutes, maybe sometimes you'll have 30 minutes. But in that time, you enjoy it because you know that you're on your way to heaven, because you know that Jesus came to die for your sins. You know, I was in court a couple of weeks ago, and we were going to go in court, and they give everybody a paper. They call your name, and they give you a paper, and they tell you how it's going to happen. They tell you what you can wear and you cannot wear. And it was surprising to me that you cannot be in front of that judge that's a person like you. You cannot be before that judge just wearing shorts. You can't go in there wearing a hat. You have to be dressed with pants. And I hadn't been in a courtroom for such a long time. I was surprised that you couldn't go in with shorts. I mean, it's nothing major. It's just, you can't go in there with shorts. That really surprised me. But that's not what I really want to get across. But everybody was there, and they all had their court date, and they all came with each their own problem, with each their own ticket that they got. And I was in there for about 10 or 12 people before me, and I heard what they were all going in for. And some would say, okay, I'm guilty, and they wanted to pay for what they were going to pay for, the whatever thing that they had gotten the ticket for. And then there were some that were there that would give their whatever reason why they thought they shouldn't pay for whatever ticket they had got. So the judge would hear, and then some police officers would come in and say, well, this is what happened, and this is what I have, and this is why I gave them the ticket. And it's just everybody was different. And then that's the way it's going to be. When, if you die and your sins are not taken care of when you're here, it's been taken care of in the cross, but if you don't receive what God has done for you of giving his own son for your sins, you're going to have to go before that judge, the great white throne, and you're going to have to go before God, and I guess you're going to tell them, okay, well, this is what happened in my life, and I was going to, but then I didn't. And everybody's going to be different, I guess, in that time, just like how it was different for us in that courtroom. But then when it was my turn to come up, I asked for the police officer to be there too, and when he wasn't there, the judge dismissed my case because the police officer that gave me the ticket was not there. So he dismissed my ticket. And there was a row on this side of officers, and they had called all the officers down, and there was no officers there when it was my turn. So I knew the officer was gonna supposed to be there, but there was no officers there anymore. So I was like, there's nobody there, so who's gonna be the one gonna go before me on this side? And when that happened, I was thinking to myself, they're gonna dismiss my ticket because there's no there's nobody there to accuse or to go before me and say, no, this is what happened there. And that's exactly what's gonna be if you receive the Lord Jesus. There's gonna be no reason for you to be in that great white throne because there's gonna be no accuser there for you. Your sins are all gonna be wiped out. There's gonna be nothing to accuse you for because Christ has already died for you on the cross. He's died for everybody. But if you don't receive him, it talks about books are going to be open, and there's going to be a book there. And maybe that book is going to have all your sins that you did, or all the times that you heard the gospel and didn't receive the Lord Jesus. I can't say for sure what it's going to be like because I don't know exactly. But what I do know exactly is that if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way that you can get to heaven, and there's no other way that we can do it, if you receive him as your Savior and the one that paid your debt on the cross so that you wouldn't have to go before that great white throne and be before God before you get cast into the lake of fire, that's the way it's going to be. You're not going to have to go through that. Your sins are going to be wiped clean. And it's not because you deserve it. The ticket that I got, I knew I had to pay for something, but I wasn't able to show up to court a day that I was appointed to. So because I was not able to show up that day that was appointed to the beginning, they gave me another court date where then the police officer had to come. And I don't know why they have to do it like that, but that's the way they did it. I mean, I was willing to pay for what I had to pay, but then God does different things for different reasons, and you know, but he did this sin. How could I say it? Our sins have to be dealt with a certain way. And he found the way for the sins to be dealt with on the cross for everybody. Not only for some, not only for the ones on this row and not the back row, but for everybody. Everybody's sins were dealt exactly the same way. There's no different ways that were handled. They were all handled the same way. He sent his son to this world to be the way to the Father, to be the way to heaven. Right here where we read this verse, he's talking to his disciples and he's telling them that they know the way, or they should know the way already. And they know that it's truth. And they know that it's going to lead to life eternal. But then there's one, Thomas, that he asked him, how should we know the way? How? The way is by trusting in Jesus, by knowing that he paid your sins on the cross. That's the way you know. When you receive it, when you believe that there's no other way that we can go to heaven. Everybody is guilty of sin, and everybody has to go before God about their sins. Either when you're here in earth, and you deal with it when you're here by the way God wants us to do it, by trusting in his son and what he has done on the cross. or if you want to wait until you're before the great white throne and you want to make your plea before the judge and tell him, well, this is the reason why it went down this way. Well, that's not going to benefit you anything. He's going to cast you into the lake of fire, and that's going to be no more chance. But right now we're here and we could deal with it now. We have the opportunity to receive what he has given. He has given his son to come to this world. Are they going to remember him in this next month with that little manger and how they're going to put up the Christmas trees and all these things that they put up because they remember the Lord Jesus. But if you receive him, you will not only remember him only this season coming up. You remember him in the morning sometimes when you wake up, not all the time, but you'll remember him. I can assure you that every day you'll remember that Jesus died for your sins and you'll be grateful for what he did. And that's the message that God has given for everybody. The same exact message is for everybody. Not only here in Norco, but everywhere that there's a chance to be preached. The forgiveness of sins is what God offers through his son that died on the cross for our sins. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that we could come before thee and ask for the blessing upon those that are not yet saved, that they may be able to receive what you have given. Father, you have given the most precious one that is thy son to leave that place in heaven and come to this world to bear our sins. Father, we are not perfect. Not one here could say that they are perfect, but we are all sinners. And Father, we would be happy to say if we could all walk out these doors and know that our sins are forgiven. But Father, only you know, and each and every one here knows if they are able to do that. But Father, we pray that everyone would do it, and we just leave it in thy hands, that you may speak to those hearts that are in need of salvation. And Father, we just pray for thy word to be blessed in every heart. In thy son's precious name, amen.